Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Hey guys, make sure to go to the episode description and check out our sponsorship deals. Our sponsors help keep Make Spidey Famous Again free to download, and they'll hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family. On to the show.
And we're back. It's your favorite Whisper Podcast.
Whispercast.
Brought to you by Spencer and Heidi.
Spidey.
Yes, Gunner's sleeping. At least we're on a couch this week and not on bathroom floor. So you were on the bathroom floor. I brought a chair. Did I bring a chair in for you? We both had chairs. We're back. Your favorite podcast on planet Earth, even though we're not nominated for whatever the e-podcast, pop podcast, blah, blah, blah. But if you are going to vote, make sure to go vote for our good friend, Caitlin Bristow, who is nominated and who deserves to win. Not to shade all the other podcast people, but you don't support us like Caitlin Bristow supports us. So,
well, actually, we're going to be going to dinner with Caitlin Bristow when we get back.
I thought we're podcasting with her.
We are, but we're also going to go to dinner.
When were those plans made?
A week ago.
Ooh, Heidi's got a schedule I don't even know about.
Yeah. And I'm hoping to meet the new boyfriend. Well, I guess
Jason,
he's not a new boyfriend.
He's the husband now.
Jason, seriously, but we haven't met him in person. I feel like I know him so well.
Why are you yawning, Heidi? Why are you yawning on me?
It's 10 o'clock and I'm so exhausted.
Why are you tired?
We are at the end of our trip here in Crested Butte. I've been hiking every day with Gunner while he's been taking his nap because I thought, you know what? I'm tired one way or another, and I miss naps for way stupider reasons and working out and things like that. So while I'm in Colorado, I'm going to hike with my parents and get that mountain air and enjoy just being outside, even if I am so incredibly exhausted. I just feel like I'm about to faint. But it's been a really, really great trip. It's so nice because Gunner is at an age where he can like really attach to my parents, and they spend so much time with him and throw rocks with him and go hiking with him and just spend so much good like one-on-one time that he's really connected with them. And every time they leave or even go out the door, he starts hysterically crying and going after them, which is really a confirmation not only for the time that they're spending with him, but that they don't have to be so close to have that bond and relationship, because that's one thing that's the hardest for me. And having a kid, like, I always had a hard time being away from my family, but it was nothing compared to when I had a child. And then it just became so much harder because you want your parents and you want your family and the people who like support you and know you and can be there with your child that you trust and love. And it's just different. Things change a lot when you have, you know, your child and you're more emotional and you need that support and you want your kids to grow up with as much family as they possibly can have and to be surrounded by, you know, all the people who love them, and the more family members, the better. So it's been really awesome to have them be around my parents here and have him have such a great connection, because yeah, it's just such good confirmation that I don't have to be as close. It's just more about the quality time and not the quantity time. So it's like, even if we come a few times a year and they come a few times a year, that's plenty to have such a close, awesome relationship with Gunner. So that's been really fun to see, because it's the first time that's really, I mean, he's always very drawn to my parents, but now he's older where he can like talk with them and chase after them. And I mean, Spencer, how great is
Spencer? Spencer, say how great everything is. No, he is obsessed.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, well, they're so engaged with him, and they're so attentive, and they are superstar grandparents.
Oh, so great.
And I also think that, I don't know why your Tim Dad's nickname is Mimo, but I think that's not fair, because I think Gunner loves to be able to say Mimo, Mimo.
He goes Mimo.
So,
only when he started hysterically crying. Because
Perez, if you're listening and you're like, what is that background noise, Spencer? And you're going to text me about our audio. That is called Crested Butte wind, okay? So
it blew the door open.
I appreciate your concern, Mr. Perez Hilton, about our audio quality. But this is the Whispercast. Okay. okay.
But yeah, he was crying because he didn't want Mimo to leave, and he loves him. And yeah, it's just so special. It's so special, the time that he gets. But oh my gosh, did you even see that happening, Spence?
No, honey. I didn't imagine it in my wildest dreams.
You know what? And Gunner's also been sleeping really well. So let's give a shout out to Purple Mattress.
Must have the best Purple Mattress.
Yeah, they have the best Purple Mattress here. A good night's sleep is really important. If you toss and turn at night and wake up with a stiff neck or back pain, it can seriously affect your mood and productivity. That's me. It's really important in my life, and that's why you should treat yourself to a Purple Mattress. Right now, get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress when you text Spidey to 84888. That's S-P-E-I-D-I to 84888. This mattress is amazing. It gives you support and comfort. Plus, lets you sleep nice and cool, which is really important because I can't sleep if I'm hot. It feels like you're sleeping at zero gravity. There are a 100-night risk-free trial. If you are not satisfied, return your mattress for a full refund, 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, and free at-home setup and old mattress removal. Hello, that's amazing. You work hard. You play hard. You deserve a mattress to live your best life. Right now, get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. The only way to get this free pillow is to text Spidey to 84888. That's S-P-E-I-D-I to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. So check that out, because while we've been here too, Gunner isn't sleeping well, and Purple Mattress is awesome. Nothing is better than sleep. Really, like, nothing is more important. Nothing changes your life more. I'm actually going to recommend this to my mom because she is looking for a new mattress right now and she doesn't sleep very well. So it's perfect for her. Spencer, how is your really relaxing trip going?
I'm just so thankful that the ProudDaddy.com business is something that can be run from a iPhone. So
is that a joke or not a joke?
I mean, no, it's true. I wish there was better service in Colorado so I could go out more and, you know, go on adventures with you guys, but the stakes are so high right now, and every single text and email is so important. We got the biggest opportunity, probably business-wise, we've ever had in our careers that's connected to ProudDaddy.com. They came yesterday, which is so many answered prayers, but also so much new stress because we have to get everything done by December, which is like, oh my God, it's hard to...
It's October.
It's hard to do, get, you know, a couple hundred crystals in a week, let alone thousands of crystals. I mean, it's just like such huge stakes. And so I'm very thankful that it is even possible, because if you think about it, you know, I remember when there wasn't an iPhone, and I don't, it would be impossible to do all the stuff that I'm able to do. So I'm very thankful to Steve Jobs. Speaking of iPhone, today I watched a little bar. It felt like for 3 hours, could have been 30 minutes, I don't know, it felt like 3 hours, updating to iOS 13 and just staring at it like, is it moving? It doesn't look like it's moving, but it was moving. So I updated both of our phones. Very exciting. And then September 24th, iOS 13.1 comes out, which I'm so excited for. And Heidi got her notification email that her iPhone is shipped. I haven't even gotten mine. I'm going to see mine in freaking October or whatever. I read my first book in probably 2 years since Gunner was born. It was a Vince Flynn, rest in peace. The author Vince Flynn has passed away, but his character, Mitch Rapp, is still alive and kicking thanks to the author Kyle Mills. And it was great. It was reminding me of some good old days when I would just sit around reading books every day and eating burritos.
I feel like your vacation has been really stressful. Could I be wrong?
I just feel like every single thing that could go wrong has gone wrong in this 1 week we've been gone, which I felt like was going to happen when we booked the trip. I was like, oh, we're leaving a house of cards that has gasoline on it and a bunch of people running around with lighters. That's what it felt like. And I was right. But again, all high class problems, because one thing about being in the crystal business is I do get thousands. I can't open all my snaps, so it's not an exaggeration, but I try to open all my IG. It's more realistic DMs, and there I get hundreds of DMs a day. I try to open as many as possible, which is most of them. And the stuff I get sent from people on planet Earth and what they're dealing with and looking for hope with crystals is so heavy, so dark, so depressing, that no matter what is ever going on in our life, it is a good and a bad thing, because it like always puts everything in perspective, but then it also opens up my eyes to a world that I just couldn't even comprehend that people deal with sick kids, terminally ill children, family. I mean, it's just endless. And, you know, I'm so, I hate to say the word, self-centered, or at least so focused on my own life and our own issues that we have, which are so small scale to what people in the real world, because I'm clearly not in it, thank God, have to deal with. That's so emotionally draining too, just taking that on, because before selling crystals, nobody ever sent me these type of messages trying to be like, what crystal will help with this? You know, my daughter has this, my son has this. It's like, oh my God. And then now another thing I just never imagined being a parent is just how different you, I don't think that's a word, the word I'm, the feel is emotionalized, but I guess it's how you internalize emotion. It is so much more intense, because I just am able to imagine, you know, for a second what that would be like if that was Gunner, and it's just like, you can just start crying instantly. And it's like, before you have a kid, or maybe not for everybody, at least for me, you know, you can't really feel that type of connection to what somebody else is going through. So that's also really emotionally draining. Every day is reading the heaviest things ever and feeling like if you don't respond or try to come up with a solution or pray for them, it's just like, so besides all the stuff we have going on in our lives, I have this new life where everyone sends me the worst, darkest things going on in their lives and then ask me what I should do. Like, not just Spencer Pratt from The Hills on MTV. All of a sudden, I got some freaking connection to some magical genies. I don't know. So I guess it's a positive that people feel like they can come, I guess, confide in me and look to me for help. I don't know. It's a new thing, but it's so heavy. And
I think people also are just at a desperate place, a hard place. I think they need help and healing, and they're looking for anything. It's like, I know on a small scale that that's how I felt when I had my surgery and I was in so much pain. I couldn't breathe. You need anything at that point, and something tangible. And that's what I love about crystals. And it's like, do people say, are they magical? Are they not? It's like, well, whatever's magical to you in that moment is all that matters. Whatever gives you that tangible. Sometimes you just need something to squeeze. Sometimes you just need something to hold. And that is why I love crystals. And that's why they are magical to me. And I feel like God has blessed them to help people. And it is so challenging, especially because you have such a big heart and you do want to help people and you feel that. So I do feel like it's a calling that you have and that God has given you for a reason. And I can't, you know, it is really hard. I can't imagine what you do go through with that, but you have been such a blessing to so many people. And that's, you know, one of our priorities this year is really to start getting more involved in actual charities and being able to, you know, get involved with the children, or, you know, on some level of whatever we can do, because what is this life if you can't help other people? It's like, it's not just about ourselves. It really is about the gift of giving. And, you know, I think it is a blessing to be able to get into that, but it definitely adds such another layer. Cause sometimes I just look at you and I'm like, whoa, you need to just get off your phone for a few minutes. Like, you need to just breathe for a minute, cause you also need to take care of yourself. You know, you can't be so drained through all that. So maybe it's like, sometimes you open it and sometimes you don't, but it's also hard because there's so many opportunities in there and you don't want to miss that. And then it adds up and then you can't get back to that person, like that family that you've been really involved with. And it's a lot.
Oh, and then the worst is like, it's one person that DM me, they like asked me to like call and check in with the person and like actually talk to him on the phone with like a brain tumor, and then like a week later he did die. And it's just like, oh my God. It's like, and I was talking to him on the phone like, you're gonna fight it. It's just like, and he had like a wife and a kid. It's just like, oh my God, I'm just supposed to be eating burritos and dancing to Taylor Swift. Like, I really didn't ask for this new level of, like, you know, That's the problem. Like, as much as I love crystals, and I love them, and yes, they're healing crystals, but I also love crystals because they're just beautiful, and like, that's why I would sell them to the masses. Like, they're just fun to have. They look cool everywhere. But now this whole new thing of like people, it's like, oh my gosh, like, it's so much that I didn't imagine bringing on to my life. And it's just like, it's like people sending me photos of them in their hospital with their crystals. I'm like, Jesus, life, we're so blessed. But it's also like, I used to live so, I guess, sheltered and just like ignore the real world. But then again, like you said, if I don't open these messages, like on a superficial level, today I opened a message from DM, and I've been saying that, God, I wish we need to get this Gucci level on the website. We need to get freaking Gucci models. Gucci's my favorite brand. And today in my DMs, a girl that modeled for Gucci, literally recently, three posts on Gucci, was like, oh, I love your crystals. And I was like, well, we'll send you some. She's like, if you ever need me to shoot for you. And she just hooked us up with like the best fee ever, you know, because she wants to do an exchange for crystals. And it's like, there you go. If I didn't open the DM because I'm trying to like avoid the real world, our business wouldn't have tomorrow. We're shooting with a Gucci model for Pratt Daddy. And it's like, it's so much.
Well, I just wonder if she uses Genucel. And ladies and gentlemen, only 2 weeks left on the summer inventory clearance sale from Chamonix. Right now, when you order Genucel jawline treatment, you will get the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness free. That's right, free today. Here's Beverly from Huntsville, Alabama. OMG, I love this product. I saw a difference almost immediately. I would recommend to everybody if they have a problem with their jawline. Genucel products are amazing. Time to stock up on the best skincare, or try the luxury and effectiveness of Genucel at the best prices of the year. Results guarantee or 100% of your money back, no questions asked. Plus, to start seeing results in 12 hours or less, like, hello, that's like faster than fast food. And Genucel Immediate Effects is also free. Order now, and their legendary collagen builder is also free. Go to genucel.com and enter Heidi at checkout for additional saving. That's three free gifts with your order. Only 2 weeks left, so order now. Go to Genucel. That's genucel.com. So I just wonder if our new model uses that, because it works.
The vacation's for you. I didn't, all due respect to you, I definitely don't think when I go to Colorado, it's like, oh, I'm going on vacation. It's like, we come here so you can spend time with your family and go on hikes and connect to your world here.
That's right.
So this is not me time.
Me time. Yeah. And me time I appreciate your effort.
Mexico or Costa Rica or Hawaii.
Yeah, but you'd have to go by yourself to get some real me time. It would not be very relaxing with Gunnar and I.
Well, I think it would be. You guys are pretty chill when you're sleeping.
Not even. I'm like Gunnar, tossing and turning.
It's
that purple mattress.
That's the one thing I just never comprehended. Like, I knew we'd have like an energetic child because we both obviously are high energy people, but I see other kids. He is 10 notches past every other kid on. He runs everywhere. It's like, if you literally don't look, he's gone. Like,
I asked my mom, I was like, did I have this much energy? And she said, oh yeah.
Oh. So my parents said I did not.
Yeah. So I asked my mom, because I was like, okay, now that you've seen him as a toddler, like, have you ever seen a child that's much energy? She's like, yeah, you definitely.
And you got your karma, girl.
Yeah, but I slept really well. So I slept really well from the beginning. It's just so hard because a part of me always wonders, like, if I put him in a crib next to us, would he have slept? I don't know.
Just from day one.
Yeah.
He's such a cuddle bear. I just feel like he'd not be happy.
I know, but yeah, it's been really fun here for me, and I've been hanging out with my mom and getting so much time. There's also Vinatalk here, and it's mostly happening this weekend, but there's like a few things. There was something last weekend when we came in, and it is the harvest moon. It's a pagan holiday, but it's very entertaining to watching all the locals. And Spencer, what you haven't seen is everybody dresses up in Leaf outfits.
I think I've seen photos.
Okay.
I just love how that lady at the bar was like, yeah, we're going to be really busy because everybody that doesn't want to run around on mushrooms hides in here. It's like, oh my God, an entire town is on mushrooms. This is the scariest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
That's so funny. I didn't know that growing up. You saw like everyone's running around all crazy.
Well,
but even as, you know, a teenager, I never did anything, so I don't know. If people did stuff, they don't really didn't tell me. I was like the loser, not did. Really the cool one, not doing it, but who knows how about the people saw.
Oh my God, I lost all my muscles. Look how skinny my legs. Look, it's crazy how it takes a year to get any muscle, and then it takes like 3 days to be like skinny and fat. It's like, sweet. And I don't mean skinny, like good skinny. I just mean like fat, no muscle. And like, it's unreal. Think about how much money I spent on my trainer.
Well, just you also had like a week off before you got here because of your back injury.
This has not been my month. It's been a real 36. It's straight up sucked. let me just tell you that.
You have a lot of things to be grateful for. You have food,
hey, don't worry. My DMs. Trust me, I'm very aware. You don't need to give me the list.
Okay, but you're saying it sucks, and I'm just saying it's not true.
Okay, I know.
Just not your best.
Thanks, Mother Teresa. I get it. I know. I'm not in Africa. I have water in front of me.
It is turning around. Okay. You have a great opportunity ahead of you that you're going to do alone.
Thank you. You're in the email. Your name is in it. See, that's why you're such a piece of work, because you want to
like it when you call me a piece of work, because I hear how you call
Well, everyone's a different kind of piece of work.
Yeah, I know, but it never seems positive when you say that about
No, me. That's not true. I'll make sure to add positive pieces of work. So, okay. You know, but you want a mansion in Colorado.
You better work, biatch.
Thank you. That's so cool. But yeah,
you want a Maserati?
We have an opportunity and you're like, oh no, I can't go do that. It's
because I can hardly exist.
Well,
as I am every day.
Figure it out.
It's very challenging.
Well, then I don't want to hear any more about Colorado if you can't figure out one day.
We have a whole season coming up.
That's not enough for your dreams. That's one off. Like, you need to do the math here. That doesn't even get you what you want. That gets you a down payment.
One payment at a time.
Yeah. Well, after that, if you don't go to those places that, like, you don't want to go do one night, whatever. I don't care anymore. I quit. I'm just going to be a podcaster. People make careers off this. How's this Stassi going on? I'm not trying to disrespect her. She's very entertaining. I mean,
how. Love you, straight up Stassi.
I mean, what a talent that she can go on a multi-state tour and do live shows with a microphone all of a sudden. Like, it just shows
because
you.
Because she's a basic biatch.
Be careful.
That's not the name of her book.
Whatever you want to call her.
No, that's the name of her book.
I think it's Basic AF, maybe.
Well,
I don't know, but I don't know if she would want to be referred to as a basic biatch.
She calls herself that.
But okay, I was watching her story, and I'm like, oh my God! And same with Caitlin Bristow. It's like I could never do what we do.
Okay, excuse me. Next level basic.
Okay. Yeah, so very, very different than she's a basic bitch. Make sure to tweet her that.
Oh, but she sits in a throne.
I don't care what she's singing to sit there for
hours. She looks like she's on a play. It looks like Broadway.
No, it's just
she
a full production.
Paintings and
oh, no, she's
a
made
puppet.
Special gifts for so much. They got merch. I mean, it's a real new form of entertainment. Like, it's, and people line up for this, but to really imagine, like, we're not on that level. I can sit there in front of people.
I don't know if anyone listens to our podcast.
Thank you, Podcast One, for just putting this on iTunes.
I mean, everybody listens. We're number one.
Yeah. But yeah, it would be you, me, Gunner, Abby, holding Gunner. Like seven.
Oh, man. I don't even know if I could have Abby there. I think I would have to have my mom there. I don't know.
Where? At the podcast that we're not doing?
Oh, the podcast. I think I might end this new opportunity.
Oh.
I don't.
We need to get the crystals first. That's one problem at a time. We're a small scale operation. We just that's a hard jump to go.
Yeah, well, let's give a shout out to Rakuten. Rakuten is a free member-based loyalty program that lets you earn up to 40% cash back at over 2,500 stores. So many outlets to choose from Nike, Forever 21, Lyft, Under Armour, Walmart, Macy's, Best Buy, Expedia, Groupon, just to name a few. All the places you already shop, but this time you can earn cash back. Always free, no gimmicks, no points to redeem, so simple and easy to use. Go to Rakuten.com, click on the retailer you're looking for to activate the cash back, and then shop as normal. You'll earn a percentage of every purchase. You make up to 40% cash back. You'll get paid every 3 months in the form of a check or via PayPal. Sign up today at Rakuten.com. That's Rakuten.com. Spencer, please do this for Christmas because I definitely want this cash back. So if you shop for me online like you do, use this, and I would like that for my Christmas present. Thank you. I love cash back.
From the Lady Gang Network and Podcast One.
I dated a lot of gay men in my life.
Maybe it's, I didn't know I was gay until you liked me.
It's Showmance with Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz.
How romantic.
Join the former Glee stars and best friends for an untraditional take on finding love and friendship in the world of show business.
As the modern poet Jenna Ushkowitz once said, tradition.
Don't miss new episodes of Showmance with Kevin and Jenna every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hope you find friends as good as us.
This trip has been amazing. It just, you know, it's just so nice. It reminds me of my childhood and the smells, and fall was always my favorite time, getting back into school and my birthday and the holidays. And so I just love being here when the leaves are changing, and it just really brings me back to so many good memories being here and having Gunner be able to experience it. He loves it here so much. He runs around everywhere. Everything is fun, and it's so nice not worrying about like if somebody peed on something or if there's like needles somewhere, or like everything's dirty in the city. So it's just so nice to have like clean dirt for him to play in and like leaves that he can pick off. And it's so confusing because in the city, when people have flowers, they're like expensive and planted, and here he can like just go in the woods and pick everything he wants and throw rocks in the river. And it's just, I haven't seen him light up like this. So it's just so good for his little soul and his spirit, and he can run around. And the first night we got here, he woke up screaming bloody murder, and I was so horrified because last time we were here in the summer, he did that, and he did it every 5-10 minutes, and I was so horrified that was going to happen again because I'm having such a hard time as I am existing on the small amount of sleep I get. And so just when it goes to that level, it's like impossible for me to function. So he did that the first night, and then Spencer put on a little bit of a screen and he fell asleep, and then he woke up right away after that. And then I rocked him back to sleep, humming to him for like a half an hour straight. And then he slept through the rest of the night and answered prayers. Thank you, Jesus. And then it hasn't happened again. So that was such a blessing because I really thought, I was like, I can't do this again. Like, I'm not going to be able to keep coming to Colorado if this happens. I don't know if it's an altitude thing, but thank you, Lord. It only happened that one time. And then he's been sleeping really well here. So I think it's just that he's running around so much and everything. But tomorrow we leave and we're going to head to Aspen for a few days and go see my dad. I got a message from the landlord today, or the manager, and they're like, just a heads up, you have a really horrible, grumpy neighbor and you share a yard with them, but they don't want the you in their yard. But it's really a yard that like 15 houses share. So, you know, just he'll tattle on you. It's like, tattle on me? Does that mean he's going to call the cops if like we go past this imaginary line on the yard? I'm like, I wrote back, I have a toddler, and that's one of the reasons we rented this house and we're not at a hotel, is to have the freedom to be able to like run around in this yard. Looked like it was the whole house. It wouldn't even have got a place that shared a yard with like 15 other houses on the creek. So anyways, the owner of the house called me today and he was like, hey, I think it's fine as long as you just like run past his house and go to the other neighbors, and they're fine with it and they have swings and everything. But I'm like, like, oh man, what are we in for? We're paying so much money a night. That was kind of a damper in our day. Okay, I asked for money to be refunded. They said no. So this might be the first and last time we rent a house in Aspen.
I just can't even believe the amount of money we're spending for that house in Aspen. And then they're already saying, get ready. You have an angry neighbor. It's like, when you told me that this morning, I was, oh, well, thanks. Thanks for the heads up before we wrote that check that you cashed. You shit. It's like, I can't even believe that. But that's why I wish I was a lawyer. Because if I was a lawyer, boom, I would have typed up some legal paragraph. I would have cited some renter's code. You didn't. There, I guarantee you there's a lawyer out there that could have hit them with something. I'm going to sue you for this, for that. And then all of a sudden we would have got our money back. I know there's a lawyer out there that would have hit them with some email, some threat of a lawsuit for not disclosing all the situations with the house before, you know. So that's why.
And I love they're like, it just
I'm
going
to be like Kim Kardashian and go to that law school where I even have a college degree. I don't even have to do it Kim's way. I could bet I could do it just the regular way online.
Let's talk about that for a minute. I am so inspired and impressed by Kim. She does not need to be doing this. She's so successful. She's so rich. She's so busy, first of all. And to make time to do that and to do so much humanitarian work, like, she doesn't need to be doing what she's doing. And it's very impressive. And she is so smart. I mean, obviously, she comes from brilliant parents and she grew up that way. I don't think she should be telling people she was looking at the files of the OJ trial because I think that's illegal. But good for her. I think that is just a really, really, really impressive place she's at in her life.
Even though I'm not a fan, and obviously I will say that I love, it's crazy that he's even an underdog, but when people hate on these people so hard, I feel like they are underdogs. But the fact that Kanye just was the number one on Forbes list for rappers and just made $150 million, even though I'm T-Swift gang, I can appreciate the fact that I know he's like the biggest rival with Jay-Z, and Jay-Z only made $88 million this year, so I know that that probably, it's crazy the Yeezy brand is like projected to do like $1.5 billion or something, half already the Jordan brand, and Jordan's been around for so long, so yeah, it's, but then speaking of Kanye, I will say that the best interview I've read in years is the new Rolling Stones Taylor Swift cover story, and she discusses the, you know, just for a second, she discusses the how Kanye, which she was 19 when that made it, like he made her feel like she didn't deserve her success, so she wanted so badly for him to respect her, so that when they became like kind of friends, she was like so excited and he was so positive and she was saying he's like the best person at being nice. And then she asked him, or he asked her, to present his Vanguard Award at MTV Music Awards, and she agreed. And then when he was up there and she was sitting there next to Kim, he said, can you believe MTV's got Taylor giving me this award for their ratings, when he had asked her, and he like tried to like make her feel stupid again. She said she felt so sick that moment. And then after that, the call happened and, oh, coyotes are howling, regardless of all that. But then Kim's sources put out that Kim is so sick of Taylor talking about her. It's like, no, she never talked about you, first off. And then the other line,
and this is
my favorite, Kim's sources say, and it's clear that Taylor's so jealous of Kim and her life and her family. Let me just go out on a limb here with my magic crystals and just guarantee you that the last person on planet Earth Taylor is jealous of is Kim Kardashian. But that is so funny. And that's why Kim is so successful, because she is so confident that I truly believe that she thinks that Taylor Swift is jealous of her, which is legit laugh out loud funny to me. But if you have the time, it's a long interview because I'm a pretty fast reader and I feel like I was reading for a long time. I actually told my friend Ashley at E, who's the biggest Swiftie on earth, that I wish it had just been a podcast, because I think
you might be the biggest Swiftie.
Did I mention on the podcast that T-Swift's P peeps wrote back to us and said to keep. Okay. Yeah. So, and I screenshotted that and sent that to Ashley, and she's like, send our, she made a point to send me back to like, did you read what this said? Send our love to your beautiful family. So that's how T and her team feel about us. So yes, I'm up there with the biggest Swifties ever. And this is why we'll really know if we're in with the T Swift gang, if she invites us backstage to Loverfest West Coast, which is so freaking genius that she's doing her own festival. Like, oh my God.
How do she continues to just amaze me. No, it is so funny that you mentioned that Kardashian Kim thing. It's like, yeah, right, Wood Taylor. I mean, I like the model Good For You Kim as a reality star and everything you've made, but it's like Taylor is a superstar. Like, you're awesome at what you've done and in your lane, and you're amazing and you've become such a big star. And Taylor is also in her own lane in a whole different
galaxy
route. And I just, it's pretty funny that, like, if anything, Kanye is obsessed with Taylor
and trying to get everyone to be obsessed with him like that. Yeah, that's really, you just nailed it.
I don't know if maybe he is a little, who knows what, but it's like, you should definitely leave Taylor alone. But also, it's just so interesting to me as like the route that Kanye is going, and maybe he's repented, and I respect the whole church that he's doing and the Jesus album and everything like that. But it's like, as a Christian and putting yourself out there, like, the last thing I would think you should do is trying to tear somebody down. Like, to me, when I see those antics, they look demonic. Like, that's not a cool thing to do. So maybe he's in a different place, and I understand that, and I'm not perfect either, and I've made huge mistakes as a Christian. That doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't love me, and you can continue to repent and stuff, but it's like, still, you know, where are you at with that? It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'd love to see him talk about that now, because I don't feel like he has
news. Really want to know is, does Taylor Swift love the best thing in the world? One of them. Little Caesars, large, hot and ready, extra most, bestest pizza with extra cheese and the most pepperoni. All the nation's best price just got way cheesier. And if you're thinking we stuffed the crust, oh boy, did we stuff the crust. There's 3 feet of cheese in that crust before cooking. The extra most bestest stuffed crust pepperoni pizza for only $9. Now there's even more to love about Little Caesars. Come on in and pick up extra most bestest stuffed crust pepperoni pizza today, or order on their app. Only $9 and only at participating Little Caesars locations, plus tax where applicable. Claim of extra cheese and most pepperoni at all nations best price is based on comparison of the following pizzas for the top 4 nations chains: Little Caesars extra most bestest pizza and the other 3 pizzas changed, large, round, standard menu, 1 topping pepperoni pizza sold at everyday menu prices. So I just want to know, I bet T Swift had that at her listening party.
Speaking of listening party, one of the things that was so interesting in the Rolling Stone article, and it connects to some insider info that we can't say the pop superstar that we know, not personally, but we know somebody personally connected this pop superstar personally, but they were saying that Taylor texted her, was it 3 a.m. or 5 a.m.?
3 a.m.
That Taylor texted this pop star at 3 a.m. talking about like the album, or this other pop star's album, and what she loved about the album and everything. And we were like, what is Taylor doing up at 3 a.m.? In that article, it talks about how she is with her doing the listening sessions with her fans, how she's literally up with them until like 5 a.m. and then like I feel like she says she like goes into the interview, starts the interview with Rolling Stone. Like, she's a legitimate machine. But
I'm like, what is she even doing up that late?
No, she's insane. So that's also when people are like, why are you so into Taylor? Like, I just love people that work so hard for their success. And then the fact that she was so, as she says in the interview, so hated. Like, she's like, this isn't me just saying this. This is like, I forget the word she used, but pretty like scientific. Like, this is a fact that she was like at one time the most hated person. Everyone turned on her, and that she has been able to flip it back. And now she's back and got her superstar juice, whatever. It gives me and Spidey so much hope. And it is a sign of, you know, that you can change people from hating you so much. Because if, besides people telling me their illnesses and harm or whatever they've been through every day, all my DMs are, I hated you guys so much. I just want to apologize. I love you guys so much now. Now watching back, Lauren was so stupid and the worst person and da da da. I don't know what I was thinking. So being able to see that shift, which I didn't think was actually ever possible at a major scale with Taylor, and that's why people are always like, why do you play Look What You Made Me Do every morning? Is it's like that snap, like, okay, look what you made me do. I'm going to fight this hate. I'm going to come back and I'm going to, you know, win. And that's how I feel. And Taylor is doing that. So I still love Reputation the most. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lover is amazing, but the Reputation album is just so good. I just had a notification pop on my phone. Just somebody was like, you have money. Get a trainer. Get on a diet. Look at your fat, effing face. It's like, thank you. I wrote back, you know what? I enjoy red wine every day, and you can't have a skinny face if you enjoy red wine every day. I appreciate your concern. P.S. F you. And then I blocked him. So I also still get, you know, the occasional thought, but yeah.
It's so interesting that people think that through social media, you can be a nasty piece of crap. It's like, I don't think you would ever say that to somebody's face.
If he did.
The fact that it gives people this new confidence or an ability to talk so much crap and say such negative things, that's what is so, it's hard because the internet's one of the best things that's happened and one of the worst things that's happened to the world. It is just so hard that people think that they can just say disgusting, horrible things to people. I mean, and it just gives you this accessibility that people think that they know you. Like, I, when I watch people, I do appreciate them and I feel like, oh, that's fun, but I don't think I know them, you know, like it's a weird discernment. I feel like we used to feel that with reality TV a little bit and like the investment, but I think that people take it to like a whole different level. Like, I appreciate people like watching our social media and enjoying the content, and sometimes it makes it just a like a little too intense.
No, that yeah, I'm not gonna say yeah, that is,
especially
it is, it's
home,
such a hard
like
front.
I have people like who know where I am and like people I haven't seen in a long time. And like some people that, you know, when I come home, it's time to just see my family. Like, I spent a lot of money to come here. It is the most important time. Gunnar is moving. I think I'm going to have to leave.
What a surprise. He's up. Go, Heidi, go, Heidi, go. As much as I love filming myself all day, like, those are the moments where I'm just like, gosh, what's that? Anonymity? Yeah, I didn't do too well in that whole vocab section of the SATs. But yeah, it's like, it's a hard world we live in where you got to put yourself out there just to be attacked at random. But for one negative person today, you know, it's thousands of positives. So, but it's weird how you always dwell on that negative. It's such a weird mental thing. I'm obviously not a psychiatrist, but if you get 1,000 positive messages a day and then one just POS demon hits you with something so stupid and obvious, it's like, duh, do I look like Bella Hadid? No, fool. Do you see what I'm eating all day long? I've had a burrito every day. I've had multiple bottles of red wine. I eat whatever I like. Did I just do a swipe up for like a freaking my six pack? Like, am I selling an ab roller? And then you're going to try to talk about like my face looking fat? Like, what? Like, hello. But again, why is that even on my radar? Like, why did I even engage? Why did I write back? Why didn't I just block that person? You know, I told Heidi today, she's not here, she gets so pumped up and she probably have nightmares. We're definitely a homeschooling Gunner. The stuff I'm reading on the internet, and I follow a lot of jujitsu people, and they have a lot of these anti-bully programs, so they always post, you know, bullies do things to kids or kids get jumped, and I see these videos, I'm like, Gunner is never going to the freaking school. Kids and this principal at this school where this kid was just stabbed, like a 14-year-old stabbed and died while 50 people watched and were videoing it, and this big brawl outside of school, and the principal was like, these kids have lost humanity. And I was saying that to our photographer that shoots our crystals, whose wife's a teacher, and she was just saying that she teaches like kindergarten and like first grade, and saying, she's like, some of these kids are so like dark and punching and beating, and it's like, it's because their parents are horrible. Like, I really think they need to, like, everyone's worrying about like gun laws, how about parent laws? Like, why don't we get freaking laws about who gets to be a parent? Because I know these people that are shooting up schools and stuff, it starts a lot before they get their AR or whatever, and I'm not trying to get all political, but I'm just saying, like, these kids these days, like if you're stabbing a kid at 14 years old in a brawl, then you definitely would have been a school shooter, you know? So it's just like, how are these kids so horrible, so young? It's all how, like, their environment they're raised in. So yeah. I think that's the law we need, a straight dang parent law, so that all these old monster kids can get off Earth. But Gunner's not going to school. He's getting homeschooled. And then that other video with all the kids beating that kid up in the locker room, just like, my son is not going to be around any of these people because he's the sweetest, most loving little angel on earth. And I mean, just that kid pushing him twice the other day at little messy art group when he's 2 years old, it's like, that affects his personality. And now maybe he approaches these other little girls today, like, he's all scared they're going to push him. Like, it changes his psychological makeup. So it's, and these parents out there that don't give an F and just let their kids do whatever and, you know, act however and whatever,
well, like,
they do in
right
front of,
then that kid should have been taken out of class. Like, even in the baby group, if your kid pushed somebody or something like that, they had to leave. You immediately have to leave. That kid should not have been able to stay in class. That kid should have had to immediately go outside, and you just say, uh-oh, we don't push people, time to leave. You know, it's like, that kid had no repercussions. Even at a young age, if they're not fully understanding it, they should have some kind of consequence. If Gunner hits me or something like that, he has to go on timeout. Maybe he doesn't fully understand it, but we're not allowed to do whatever he's doing, and things get taken away and he has to get time out. Yeah, a lot of the time he doesn't mean it, but still, it's just teaching him at a young age, like, you can't do that. There are repercussions. There's a consequence. Like, I'm so mad, and I'm actually going to talk to the teacher when I get back. Like, what is your policy with hitting? Because Gunner was pushed and nothing happened with that kid. That kid should have been taken out of class at least for a few minutes.
Yeah, well, that's what our photographer was saying, that his wife says there's kids that literally punch other kids. They take him to the principal's office or whatever, and then they come back an hour later and still punch kids. It's like, no, call their parents, have their parents come pick them up. Like, and that happened to me when I was in kindergarten. Some third grader did a flying drop kick into my face. I still have a scar next to my eye. I had to go get stitches in kindergarten. Some bully third grader kicked me in the freaking head.
That's
and
disgusting.
It's like, what was his name?
Where were you?
In school.
Yeah, where?
On the playground.
What school were you in?
At Crossroads.
Oh my gosh.
That was old Crossroads, though. I don't think they'll fly in 2019 Crossroads where you pay $45,000. Oh, pretty sure that.
Yeah, I think homeschooling is a great option. Like, even if you live in a small town like here where I grew up, you know, you still have like all these lockdowns and all this stuff with schools. It's like, if there's an emergency, I want to take my child. Like, so I don't know. It's just hard. It is really hard being a parent. I think it's always been hard being a parent. And now with like social media,
it's the best and the worst thing on earth. It's like,
it's really hard. But I'm going to have to get going here because Gunner, once he starts waking up.
We just started podcasting.
No.
You're lucky the battery is about to die.
Yeah, because once we get going. So we have a long drive tomorrow. I need to get any sleep I can because I'm the one who's going to be driving. And yeah, this has been a really, 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 really great trip. And great news, I booked Christmas. So we're coming back for Christmas, which is very exciting. We're going to stay in the same
house.
Sorry,
by the way, can we have a new rule? Can you give me like 25 minutes before my, like after my eyeballs open, before you hit me with like some wild news? I literally, my eyeballs opened. I walk out the room and you're like, the landlord, the renting property says that there's an angry neighbor and then we can't cross the grass and then we can't get us. I was just like, oh,
you're already awake. We were gone for like 15 minutes. We weren't even here when you woke up.
I called you. You, the second you got here, I woke up. What are you talking about?
You called me. You said, where are you?
I just said 25 minutes. You just said you were up for 15. That's what you said.
Well, I figured
can I have 25 minutes before you hit me with some wild ass news, new rule, red alert? It's like, oh my God.
Wake up. You chose to sleep in. Like you.
I sleep in. That's what you call it. Was that 8:15 a.m.? 8:45 was just sleeping in now. Oh my gosh,
when you got in bed last night, I was up for an hour. I could not fall back to sleep at 2 a.m.
You always say to either come in early or come in at 3, so I waited till 2:30 to come in.
I was up for like an hour, update
your rule is,
come in when I go to bed.
Oh my God,
I was like, oh my gosh, how am I awake right now? It's so crazy. Okay, on that note.
No, on that note, I had something else I want to talk about. What? Wait a second. I have a notes app now.
You can talk.
No. We're a duo. Freaking Spidey, you just stop. You're acting like it's late.
It is so late, and I'm the one who has to drive tomorrow, and okay, you're going to be sleeping in the car.
So, yeah. Hope you guys are in such a good freaking mood after listening to this podcast. We need to rename this podcast. Wah, 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 with Heidi and Spencer.
The wine cast.
But I do get a lot of DMs from people. At least we have our small niche of co-sleepers that message me and they're like, thank you.
You know what?
I understand.
It helps me when I hear people are going through the same thing. I'm like, you know
what? So we have 14 people out there on earth that relate to us.
You know, whatever, I'll take it.
Thank you to listening to your favorite podcast.
Yeah, nominate us.
Nominate us for all these awards. And
got offered this crazy show today.
Oh, we're not allowed to say it's a secret?
It's a secret.
A big show, a network television show.
Yeah, and it's like a really hard show to do. Physically.
And nobody has ever brought a kid on
and
it.
We're like, can we bring Gunner?
Like, it would be very challenging. We're like,
well,
yeah, welcome to our lives.
Either we don't do it or Gunner's coming.
So,
So is my mom.
So, yeah. Okay. Well.
All right. Good night.
Thank you. Good morning.
God bless you.
This is your commute.
God bless you all.
Yeah, and if
you're going through whatever, you know,
tell them, Heidi, what?
Then
treasures in heaven.
Treasures in heaven, and I pray for you, and I hope that, you know, we could just get through the seasons of life. Nothing is permanent, and just enjoy the moment, enjoy where we're at. Everything's temporary and nothing is guaranteed, so let's just live each day like we can. All you have is today. This is it. This is the only moment you really have in life is right now. Okay.
And I think there's a few more days on our secret lady gang. Might as well give you guys the code. It should work. I don't know if it still works, but if you got the lady gang box, shout out the lady gang, in it there's a 30% off Proud Daddy code. So when you're listening to this podcast, it may work or it may not. It's worth going to prouddaddy.com and trying to use the code lady gang for 30% off. Again, I don't know if it'll still be working, but I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm pretty sure you got another week, but I don't know when you're listening to this. You could be listening to this a year from this week that it'll work. So don't be upset in a year or a month or 2 weeks if it didn't work. Please don't forget to give us 5 stars and a lovely comment. Just an incredible, just positive. positive, uplifting comments so that when one of these amazing sponsors goes and looks to see if they want to put one of their incredible ads in this blessed podcast, they see your amazing words and are like, oh, wow, we should definitely work with Spidey. Thank you very much. You could have some great car stories.
You have such good stories.
Yeah, you could share your car stories.
Let's go to True Car.
No, what if freaking you had a ding in your bumper and she had a ding and then you picked up a first date and then, oh, but it doesn't matter because you got the luxury package and you got after the big promotion. Oh, my God.
Hey, promo.
Or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer. That's you can't idea. Put a freaking price tag on your stories. No. But with True Car, you can find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or to trade it in.
True Car.
Go to True Car, enter your license plate number, and watch your car details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof. Watch
check.
As they bump up your value.
Bump, bump.
High mileage.
Check.
Now you know how to budget ahead of time. OMG. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer set in minutes with Ching. You can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when Ching. You are ready to experience a better way to sell or trade your car, check out True Car today.
Check it.
True Car.
True Car. Check it. Check it. Ching,
but
ching.
Heidi will not be there with her band.
I will do that for our next car that we trade in.
We're not, thanks to everyone.
True Car.